The former Warwick Hospital, unused for the past 7 years, is a busy construction site these days, as the 52,000-square-foot facility is being transformed into a new residential and service center for homeless youth. Now called the Dream Center, the building is about halfway through a $9.5 million makeover, says Caitlin Childs, SAY's communications director.
We've got a plan for 63 units phased in over 4 years. The first year we're going to be starting with 30 to 35 units, and after that adding until we get to 63.
These are all former hospital rooms, each with a half or whole bathroom and a window onto a courtyard or lawn. Planned roughly half and half for single or double occupancy, they resemble traditional college dorm rooms, but they will house a very different population.
Just over here is our short-term housing wing. That's going to be for young people who are coming straight out of homelessness, who have no income, who have no savings built up to pay for, you know, their first month of rent. So short-term housing is going to be really key for getting those young people who are in crisis stabilized. And they'll have 3 months of intensive work with our staff, helping them find jobs and getting into school.
Two other hallways offer rooms that can be rented for up to 2 years for youths in a more stable but transitional situation. In addition, Childs notes that the remodeled building will also have areas for job coaching, counseling, communal meals for the residents, and the new home for the nonprofit's administrative offices. There are also several shared spaces for the youth to congregate and interact, a nod to their need for personal privacy.
A lot of times, a young person who's experienced homelessness doesn't necessarily want to invite a colleague or a school friend to come to their bedroom. That's their own private space. And for a young person who's experienced homelessness, that's often a really sacred space for them. So we've built in a lot of communal areas where people can bring a friend or have somebody come over and not have it be their own private bedroom.
The old hospital's commercial kitchen is also getting a full reboot, prior to becoming a new satellite site for another of Sonoma County's highly regarded nonprofits, the Ceres Project. Founder and executive director, Catherine Couch.
We're going to take our existing program and we'll be adding another site in Sonoma County. So that means we'll be bringing young people, both referred from SAY and from surrounding schools, into a kitchen at the Dream Center. And as we ramp up, we'll eventually be able to provide another 30 to 40,000 meals a year out of that site for low-income people in Sonoma County who are dealing with serious illness. And all those meals will be made by teens.
The teens will also get valuable work experience.
Because many of the youth that SAY works with really need to get and keep a first job, we will be expanding our catering operation at the Dream Center and also opening an on-site cafe. We'll be developing a 12-week culinary job training program, and both the cafe and catering will serve as on-site job training for young people.
The Dream Center is still some ways away from opening its doors, but Caitlin Childs says they are already compiling a growing list of potential residents.
It is absolutely prioritized by need. So a young person who's coming straight out of homelessness will be ranked higher on the waiting list than somebody who has stable housing right now.
If progress on the remodeling continues apace, the first of those youth could begin moving in around the end of this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.